When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's hear from Bill. Go ahead, Bill. You're on WGN. Let's hear from you.
I'm an ICU nurse in Wisconsin. I've worked all but three shifts outside of the COVID ICU Wow. since this pandemic started. And I would just tell everybody that it seems to happen in almost explosions. My last full shift, I'll bet we had 20 COVID admits. And the danger with this is, I'll just give you a real scenario. You've got somebody that needs your help that is in risk of being ventilated, and all of a sudden you get 20 admits of people that require supplemental oxygen. And instead of having one-to-one or one-to-two care with that vented patient and another critical patient, now all of a sudden I have three or four that I get diluted because we had to open a separate unit that's already full, some of them double occupancy. We had to take one of the wings of our emergency department, which have negative pressure rooms, and in the one shift we had six people admitted to that. It can happen fast, and so far as being overwhelmed, it affects not just the nurses, not just the doctors, but the phlebotomists, the cleaning staff. And it can happen, I'm telling you, just because it happened to us a couple nights ago, where all of a sudden it's whammo, and they just roll in. So I have no, like from an epidemiological standpoint, why it seems to happen like that, but it can happen fast, and you can get steamrolled with this stuff. So I just say to people, you're not going to stop these. It's so political now. I had a denier in the other night who was like, oh, you're going to try remdesivir on me and this drug and that drug because you want to use me as a guinea pig. Mm. It wasn't until he required 15 liters that he looked at me and goes, this isn't a hoax. Am I going to die?
Oh, my God.
The stuff is real, and people just need to be smart about it. Use some common sense with some of what you're doing, and especially with when you hear people that are not like the vulnerable, like the younger, the youth, and the middle age, healthy, okay, fine. But the vulnerable need our protection and for us to exercise a little common sense right now because it does cost and it does affect their care when we get overwhelmed with the 30 and 40-year-olds that only require 8 liters of oxygen. And all of a sudden now instead of me caring for the lady that comes from the nursing home and giving her the one-on-one care that's going to determine whether she survives. Now I have three or four patients that I have to take care of, and I get less bedside time with that sick, ventilated patient because we're getting slammed with all these other admits. It affects us. So I would tell people, use some common sense and try to think of someone other than yourself.